Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
How would you categorize, Hammer, because you laid out really over the course of the last 2 days some of the catastrophic just misses that the Kings organization, and you focused on, you know, the Thomas Robinsons, you know, losing Tariq Evans for, like, all of those, you know, those Isaiah Thomas, those will go in stone for eternity to describe this organization. But you do have a guy like Sam Merrill who was here and was playing well, and now he's off in another organization doing the things that you wish someone here could do.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad they kept Matthew Dellavedova that year, because that's who I think they kept over Sam Merrill. Look, sometimes you miss on a player, and I think that they're like, this happens more often in baseball, it feels like, where you can have a guy who's like underperforming, underdeveloped, like doesn't have his AAA stats convert to the major leagues, and he just, you know, can't find a home. And then all of a sudden he finds some place that just makes sense for him, you know? And I think the A's were always so good at finding that. That's kind of where the Kings need to play right now. Like Sam Merrill, like the power forward version of Sam Merrill is Precious Achiuwa. Like, you know, a guy who comes in, you find him, you put him in a position to succeed, and he plays exactly how he's supposed to play. That, you know, again, I don't think that there's anything surprising about Precious Achiuwa, you know, playing his game and being this type of player, except for the fact that no one else in the league was giving him an opportunity. And all of a sudden, he's doing exactly what he did. He's just getting more minutes. He's getting more confidence. And he's starting to build off of that. So I'd like to tell you that the Kings mess up every single time. They don't, you know, like, did they mess up just letting Nemias Kata go for nothing? Yeah, that was strange and weird. And to be honest, not a smart move at all. But for as many as those, there are a whole litany of players who have come through Sacramento that, you know, it's their last NBA stop. You know, the Casey Akpala's, the, you know, again, like that type of player that just can't keep, you know, can't elevate their game and make themselves part of an NBA rotation permanently.
Yeah. And it doesn't work out as much for the Sacramento Kings, but to what you just laid out, James, I mean, the whole league is littered with situations like that where, you know, team A drafted this guy or brought him in and it didn't work out and they ship him off somewhere or another, and then he's performing in the playoffs somewhere. And, you know, situations tend to matter. tend to matter in all the sports, but really in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. I think situational, you know, it means everything in the NBA. I mean, heck, you know, Chris Duarte's out of the league, and he was coming out of the draft when he had a great rookie season in Indiana, then had an injury, and then just never, ever, like, figured it out again. And that happened so often. I mean, I remember in Sacramento, you know, Malachi Richardson was a 22nd pick in the draft. The Kings had traded Marco Bellinelli and got a first round pick for him in a move to clear some cap space and to actually, you know, get a younger player. And Malachi was like, he had this little moment where he strung together three or four games and was like, oh, I think he's got it. I think he's going to be part of this. And then he like tore his hamstring, never the same player ever again. Never, ever, like, realistically, I don't even know if he ever played again. And if he did, it was with Toronto or somewhere else. He just could never find his confidence or find his rhythm again. And, you know, again, in NBA standards, some team's trash is another team's treasure. And, you know, it doesn't take a, you know, I think Sam Presti is a guy who goes out there and finds guys, you know, the Lou Dorts of the world. But even like when Lou Dort came through pre-draft here in Sacramento, that dude was a monster. And everybody was like amazed by what he was doing on the court. Kings just didn't take him. And sometimes that happens. And, you know, like sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, you mentioned Jimmy Butler. For as good as Jimmy Butler has been, you got to remember, like, the Chicago Bulls took him in, what is that, the 2011 NBA draft at the 30th pick in the draft. Isaiah Thomas's dad told me on draft day when the Kings brought in Isaiah Thomas, after they drafted him, that the Bulls had promised Isaiah that they would take him at number 30. And then he didn't go, and then he fell all the way to 60. It's just the way it goes sometimes. And to think that Jimmy Butler's still out there averaging 19 a game and Isaiah Thomas hasn't really got another shot for a couple of years, it's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Two things. Number one, Malachi Richardson with the LeBron cosign. Never forget that. You got the LeBron cosign on draft night. And then, what was the other thing I was going to say about these players? Completely slipped my mind. Go ahead, Jay.
Just had to get that Malachi take in there.
Sacrificed my real take for the Malachi Richardson.
Malachi
take.
And LeBron. I can't tell if you were shading LeBron or Malachi. I'm not sure which one.
Neither. Just a moment in time. Just an observation. Just a moment in time. That's all. Yeah. Oh, I do remember. This is a good one.
I was stalling for time, so no, it popped back in your head.
James, you know, because you were here when we were talking about this. Jerry Reynolds was here, and I asked him, I said, Jerry, what percentage of players in the NBA do you think need just a change of scenery, just in, you know, as a common rule, to catapult their career? You want to guess what percentage he said?
I'm guessing something very high.
I know the answer.
Right? Oh, 80 plus percent?
He said 90%.
90%.
He said, I think 90% of these guys need a change of scenery at some point.
Wow.
Early in their career. And when he broke it down, it makes sense. He's like, how many guys do you know, like, spend their whole time with the team? It's not a lot.
Sure.
And those guys who do are the ones, right? Like, it's the 10% in the league, mm-hmm. right? The Giannis, sure.
Jokic. Guys, yeah.
Those guys, usually everybody else, somebody, you know, doesn't work out somewhere and they've got to go and reestablish themselves at another place. And then they kind of blow up, but I had never thought about it that way, but he's probably spot on with that.
Yeah. And I think the best example of that in Sacramento during Jerry's time was Wayman Tisdale, who was, you know, a super high pick with Indiana, never worked out, was like, and started to heap blame on him for everything. Like, he became that guy for the Indiana Pacers. Mm. He gets traded to Sacramento and ends up just becoming a dream for the Kings, just a reliable scorer, a huge, like, incredible personality, a team guy, a guy who, you know, brought his bass guitar everywhere he went and played music, and just like, he became like the heart and the soul of the team. And there are a couple of guys like that, that you can always write them off as, like, you know, the leading scorer on a bad team, But, you know, Antoine Carr had that kind of like career revitalization when he got to Sacramento. Rodney McRae had the same exact thing. They go from being, you know, perfectly fine NBA players to 18 to 20 points per game scores. And everyone around the league's like, oh, where did that come from? And it's just getting an opportunity. And I, you know, like De'Aaron Fox is in exactly where De'Aaron Fox should be. Like he had run his course here in Sacramento. And I know that's hard for people to hear and they get frustrated that he's gone and all that stuff. But as a player, like as a fan base, you want to keep De'Aaron Fox as long as possible. As a player, the best thing for De'Aaron was to go out and realize that there is a different world outside of Sacramento and outside of the Kings and really feel that. And, you know, again, I think it will lead to a lot of things like all-star appearances, all NBA nods again, where he'll get recognized as the player that he is and not the player that he became in Sacramento, which was a really good player on a pretty bad team most of the time.
You said one team's trash is the other team's treasure. I'd really love to find some treasure here at some point. Are we the only team who hasn't found any treasure? Can we just maybe one little piece of gold?
You know what, though? What the problem is, right there, it's a perfect analogy. Like going out and trying to find gold is, you know, like if you just want to walk the earth looking for a gold nugget, that's one thing. And it's extremely difficult, even if you have like a metal detector. If you really want to find gold, there's gold all over the place. You have to pan it and you have to work for it. And you have to, once you got it, you got to sit there and sift it in the pan and, you know, separate the gold from the junk and just move forward. And that's where stability matters, because one guy's gold is not another man's gold a lot of time in the NBA. Like one guy's favorite prospect that they found as an undrafted, you know, player is not the next guy's like gold mine. And it's really weird how that happens, how, you know, draft picks all of a sudden lose their luster as soon as a new front office is in place, because that's not your pick. It's somebody else's pick. And that's not your second round pick that you found or your rookie that you found. It's somebody else's. And so you're always trying to stake your claim to something bigger and better that you did. But at the same time, I think a lot of times teams move on from players because they feel like it's not their accomplishment. And to me, that's crazy. Like talent is talent, and this team needs as much talent as possible. They don't need less talent. They also need talent that fits together, but that's a whole nother conversation. It's just like, again, this is the NBA is such a complex world in which, you know, balancing salaries and balancing picks and trying to develop players. And do you have too many young players? Do you not have enough young players? Like it's always like a constant teetering battle. And some guys are just better at, you know, surviving it than others.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
And you got guys like Scott Perry who just walking around the NBA with a metal detector with the little thing they have on the beach.
Metal detector. Yep.
Guy you see at the park trying to find some treasure.
Man, I hope he finds it because, like, damn, we need it bad. I'll ask James the same question that Jesse asked us. James, is there a way for this season to get worse?
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I think there is, but I don't know. Like, yeah, you could fire a coach. You could do something like, I'm just going to be honest with you here, trade for Kyle Kuzma, which would signify that the same guy who's had trouble meddling in the past is still meddling.
What if
if you're somehow getting rid of a large contract in order to take in Kyle Kuzma, that's a different story.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. But if you're trading DeMar DeRozan for Kyle Kuzma and taking on an extra $10 million next year in salary, that's a whole nother ball game. That just signifies that, number one, you think you still have a shot this year, but number two, that you think that you know, the owner is involved and we will believe that the owner is involved once again in deciding who's on the team and who's not.
Kyle Kuzma and Zach LaVine on the same basketball team, this franchise should, this fan base should revolt. Stage a walkout. Remember, yeah. I mean, one of the most famous nights at the Golden One Center ever was the protest outside. Fans should do that.
Oh, man.
Just don't go inside. Just circle the Golden One Center and stand out there like no one's getting in.
As someone who lived through that night, and I think there are two nights.
There were two of them. That's right.
Yeah, as someone who lived through that, I don't want to see that at all, where like 3,000 people get in the building and then the other 14,000 fans that you have are stuck outside in the middle of a protest, which was not good, and you lock the doors and don't let anybody in, mm-hmm. and they're banging on the glass, and we're trying to do a pregame show.
You don't let anyone
literally
in or out.
Yeah.
You know who called me that night, because I didn't go. I knew there were things happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was happening, but I knew there were things happening. You know who called me that night was Doug. Mm-hmm. Doug was the broadcaster. He was at 1140 at the time. He was like, hey, do you know the people who are outside? And I said, yeah, I do. And he goes, can you come down here and get them in? And I said, buddy, I think that's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have to help me do that. He was like, call me when you get here and I'll get you guys in. So I got there. I had been introduced to Barry that day. Found Barry. I was like, hey, man. He was like, yo, D, we got introduced by, Sarah on social media. I was like, yeah, I know you don't have any reason to trust me, but I need you to, like, can you roll with me?
Doug Christie wants to talk to us. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, for sure. So I called Doug. I was like, hey, I got Barry. What do you want me to do? We had to walk to, if you asked me to walk into this place that lets you into the building, again, I couldn't do it. I don't remember where we walked to or where we were. It was like off on a side street. We went under like some, with a head security guard let us in. We went under some tunnel. Doug met us, and Doug took us to Vivek, Matina, John, Reinhardt, and we sat with them and talked with them for a few minutes, and then went out onto the court where Vivek gave that speech.
Yeah.
And then that's where I learned that night that Vince and Garrett said Vivek wanted them to speak. And Garrett said, or actually, I remember if it was Garrett or Vince, but one of them were like, no, man, we're tired of doing this. You need to do it. And to Vivek's credit, he was like, okay, I'll do it. And he went out there and he gave that speech. That however many people were there.
Yeah, interesting times.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it was televised. I mean, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah, I've been through some crazy moments with this team. Just absolutely crazy, crazy moments. There's that. There's the night the NBA shut down. All of it just totally bizarre moments where, you know, like my career has been surreal. Like, you know, my first year they tried to relocate the team and I got stuck going to city council meetings every night. And just like, there's always something weird. There's always something strange, you know, like I remember a night, there was a fight between one of the former owners and their limo driver and my, like a fist fight. And my guy, Blake Ellington happened to be there with his phone and just goes, huh, and started to record. They took Blake to like the jail cell in Arco and demanded his phone and demanded that he erase whatever it was he had on his camera.
That's crazy. I know what we're talking about when we get off the air.
Man, I'm telling you, like, there's some I'm not, you know, challenged like Forrest Gump, but I've wandered through just about every single wild situation where you show up and it's happening right in front of you and around you, and you're like, I can't believe this is happening. You know, I did not see Jerry Jones somewhere in the crowd like Forrest Gump might have, but. you know, like outside of that, like, I mean, I've been in some weird situations, like out to dinner and on one side of the room is Clay Bennett and the relocation committee. On the other side of the room is Kevin Johnson and his group. And then they both stop by my table on the way out the door and I have conversations with both.
Was like, that at Ellis?
That was at Ellis. Yeah. Like you just like, you find these weird situations, but like, look, it's because, like, I know now, years later, it's because there's always these situations. That's why. It's because there's always some weird situation. I showed up. I was the only one who showed up to shoot around. Now there's always a ton of people to shoot around, but there used to be nobody. I showed up to shoot around, and I hear yelling, and I'm standing outside Golden One Center, like, by the lounge that's over by the locker room. And they eventually come and get me and bring me in. And Dave Yeager like comes over and is like, sorry for the delay, dude. I just had it out with Brand and Williams on the court and kicked his ass out of here. And, you know, and again, like famous lines, like Doug goes, my dad said, you got a cobra in the house. You got to be the mongoose. Be the mongoose, Dave. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is awesome. But again, like I'm in the building and they're like, you probably need to be cautious with this because anyone will know where it came from because you're the only one here and because there's cameras everywhere. And like, so again, it's like there's always something happening. And if you were a franchise that these things didn't happen.
Did you not report that? Because that was public. Did you... Did you report that?
It got reported afterwards, I believe, by Sam. Someone went to Sam and said, hey, there was a problem. And then I was able to speak more openly on it.
Gotcha.
But with the blessing of Dave at the time. And that's, you know, sometimes that's a job. It's to be in a situation where you're like, I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. This is weird. This is crazy. You know, I've told you guys about, like, Brendan walking in with us when the guy just puked all over the court, and we know it's probably Luke Walton's last night. And he's like, what am I supposed to ask? And I said, you don't have to ask anything. We got you. Like, me and Sean and Jason will handle this. We know what's going on. We know where to go with this conversation, and we'll do the best we can to get through it. But just sit back and do not ask about X's and O's. Do not ask about defensive rotations or something you saw on the court.
Sit down, young friend. Luke is about to have his last meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Luke is about to try to go through that door over there with his fingerprint, and it's not going to work.
Ooh. I still
don't know that that's better than Jay Gayden going, hey, Monty McNair got fired.
Wait, Monty just got fired. Wait, what? In the locker room.
That's the most Jake Gayden story ever.
What do you say? Oh, Jake. My God. Monty McNair just got fired.
Oh, my God. Monty McNair just got fired. Like what? And I'm like, oh, no. I know exactly where this is happening. And I walked right out of the locker room, right to where I could confirm it within 30 seconds. And like, oh, boy. And then security came in. Hey, Domas. Jonas, we need you guys to come with us.
I'm surprised everybody was like, yeah, Jake, didn't you see him at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, what are you talking about?
He was doing his exit interview on the court.
James, I don't know if I ever asked you this.
That's so funny.
Did you think they were going to leave the Kings?
The second time, never.
Seattle. You mean Seattle? You didn't think they were leaving for
Seattle. I did not think they were going to go to... Well, I mean, yeah, I would say it was a gut punch when, was it Dana Falk tweeted out, like, it's first and goal at the one or whatever. Mm. Or that she just heard that the Kings are moving to Seattle.
Yeah, whatever. First and goal at the one. Wasn't that Woj?
That was Woj. That was Woj right after, the next day. Like, yeah, the next day after her tweet.
Yeah, the first time... I don't want to say that I didn't believe it could happen at all and all that stuff. But I definitely, I kept saying you have to follow the money and it doesn't make any sense. They hadn't vetted Henry Samueli down at the Honda Center. The Honda Center was a decrepit old building at that point, and we're talking 15 years ago or whatever it is. And the way the Maloofs had to leverage that deal in order to get there was to give up a huge percentage of the team. And by doing that, like, if you followed the money, you figured out very quickly that, you know, the valuation was like, well, 2 years later, was it $535 million? At that point, it was probably like $480 million. And the Maloofs owed like $230 million, and we're going to have to give up a portion of the team. So I kept saying, follow the money, follow the money. But at the same time, like, being part of that whole entire thing and being part of the Here We Stay movement and all of it, it was like really, really crazy. Yeah, there were times where it was like, yeah, this is it. It's probably over.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of those times is now.
Oh,
oh, it's like it's probably over. Oh, my goodness. We'll come back. We'll try to bring this conversation back to the current version of the Sacramento Kings as they resume basketball tomorrow after this odd stretch where they just haven't played a ton of games in the last couple of weeks. But that's going to change, and it's going to change here real quick. So we'll talk to James about that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, it's story time with James Hamm here on this Wednesday, December 17th, as the Kings have played a very limited amount of basketball games in the last couple of days, or the last couple of weeks, really. That's going to change tomorrow when they're finally back on the floor. And then there's a flourish of basketball games. I think it's 3 and 4 nights because they got the back-to-back coming up on Saturday and Sunday, both at the Golden 1 Center. Yep.
Portland and Houston. It's Portland, Houston coming up over the course of the next couple of days here, Hammer. Let's shift our attention to Nick Clifford because he was a topic of conversation with us earlier. And we were talking to Jake Gaden about him, and KC was adamant, like, I need to see Nick play a little bit better. Jake was adamant, well, we need to see Nick play more. What do you think is the – what's the chicken or the egg there? Has Nick not made the most of his time, or has he not been able to make the most of his time because he just hasn't had enough time?
I think there's no reason to rush him. I mean, there is a reason now because you're bad, but there's no reason to truly rush him into playing a ton of minutes because he's a rookie and he's a 24th pick in the draft. It's not like he's, the third pick in the draft or the fifth pick in the draft, right? So you do have a certain amount of time here that you need to spend developing him and getting him ready to be the player that you want. I also feel like it's going to be really, really tough to gauge who Nick Clifford is until you have some sort of functional offense, until you have some sort of, like, I think they're getting better defensively. I thought the game the other night was one of the better defensive games I'd seen them play. And, you know, we talked about the six blocks and all that and how blocks don't matter, but that doesn't change the fact that I thought that they were active. They were energized. They were rotating. They were helping each other. They're rebounding. They're team rebounding. And all these things. And that's where I think Nick Clifford can really find his niche with this group. But the problem is that this is also on the offensive side of the ball. It's a horribly selfish group. And until they figure that out, a player like him, a player like Keegan, like they're just kind of lost in the shuffle. And, you know, Keegan's been around long enough that he has to step up and like make his voice heard and be a bigger part of what's happening, right? But with Nick, like, man, this is a kid who was playing in college this time last year. And it is tough when you're surrounded by, you know, two Hall of Famers, a two-time All-Star, a three-time All-Star. Like, you're surrounded by, like, these players that you watched on TV for years, and it's tough to try to put your stamp on what it is, who and what you are. But that's why I think it's imperative for this team to clear out at least one or two of these guys. And just for the sake of giving not just the young players more minutes, but really a runway to be who they can be, because I don't think anyone is going to, we're still at the phase right now with this Kings team where guys are still looking to get theirs. And until that's gone, that mentality that I've got to get mine is gone, then players who aren't that don't have that mentality are going to struggle to have not only their voice, but really their game show out. And that's a problem.
Yeah. I want to see Nick. And I'm not making any type of declaration on him right now, 'cause you know, I still want to see more from him, but I need him to like force the coaching staff's hand a little bit with how you play. You know, I don't think they run not one, and it's a different position, I get that, but they don't run not one play for Precious Achiuwa. But he has forced everybody's hand with his play, with his production, with what his presence is felt out there on the floor. And it's like, damn, like we got to keep him out there. Once again, different position of need, all that, I get that. But nobody's looking to pass the ball to him. Nobody's looking to run something for him. But he's making his presence felt. And that's what I want to see from Nick, whether it's a bunch of points or whether it's just noticing that he's out there by affecting the game defensively, the way he moves the ball, rebounding, whatever. I want to see that pick up in the next couple of games from him. He's also 20 something years old. Like, he's not a baby. I know he was in college
five year college player.
Yeah, it's not like a 19-year-old coming into the NBA.
Yeah, but I would make this point that, you know, there are certain positions, like we can kind of start putting players in buckets, right? Like Max Reynaud and Precious Achiuwa are getting plenty of opportunity, whether it's by grabbing rebounds and putting them back, or it's Russell Westbrook throwing some crazy pick and roll, you know, lob pass to them, and they're scoring on those. So there's that way that they're getting their shots and sort of their opportunity. Then you have, you know, the other guys who are fully dependent on other players to get them open. And it's those guys who, like, right now look probably the worst. It's Nick, it's It's Keon Ellis who hasn't been able to hit a rhythm three because he's not getting past anything in rhythm. And because he just looks like he feels like he has to shoot a three. And then it's Keegan. And so, again, I think there is a balancing out of this roster that has to happen, not just like when it comes to, you know, you need more 6 foot eight players, or you need this style of player. It's also like a balancing out of the personalities on the roster, because there are some guys here that have, like, their games have huge personalities, if that makes sense. Whether they have like this giant scream at everybody personality or not, it doesn't mean that their games don't scream at everybody. And it's a lot of noise. It is. I mean, like, you're watching a Kings game and you know that there's going to be a time where Russell Westbrook takes like four or five shots in a row. There's going to be a time where DeMar DeRozan takes four or five shots in a row, where Zach LaVine tries to take over, and none of it feels organic. A lot of it feels forced. And that's why you need to use your teammates, and this group just isn't playing as a team.
When should Doug, and maybe this isn't a fair question, because maybe it's not a Doug Christie only decision, but at what point, trade deadline be damned, do it's like, all right, I'm not starting Zach LaVine anymore. I'm not starting DeMar DeRozan anymore. Like, I need to let Neek play. Like, we have to start looking at these other guys. Like, is there a point in this season that Doug has to make that decision, or should make that decision?
It's tough, because usually it's the day after the trade deadline. Mm. You know, it's that window. What you do is you have the trade deadline, then you have a game or two, and then you go right into the All-Star break. And during the All-Star break is usually when tough decisions are made and where tough conversations are had. Mm-hmm. And when you shift to the young guys. And I know that because the first like 6 years I covered the team, that's all it was. It was like, okay, when is that deadline? Now, some years it's earlier because that's all you have is young players, or the players that are holding down places don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, I would like equate, like, again, a guy like Drew Eubanks, not to disparage Drew Eubanks. He's been, you know, he's been a good hustle guy. He's done his job here. But I equate him to a guy like Antoine Wright, where just one day it was like, okay, well, Antoine Wright's not here anymore. So, whatever his minutes were going to be, they're going to somebody else, because that somebody else is going to be here long term and he's not. And that's what happens when you sign 1 year contracts for players. And so I definitely, you know, like Doug McDermott's not playing at all, but at this point, Doug McDermott has to know he's just a space holder for when they make a trade. And, you know, whether it's that he goes out in that trade or he gets cut during a trade to make a, you know, like if the Kings are bringing back two players and they're only sending out one, somebody's got to go. And that's when, you know, things will shift a little bit. But it's just, I don't think there's a perfect date for it to happen, but for this Kings team in particular, it has to happen as soon as possible. But I also would want a trade or two done before that happens, because I don't want to damage any potential, or, you know, you don't want to trade for a player who has sat for 2 to 3 weeks.
Sure.
Because then the first thing you have to do is ramp them up, and that's not fun either.
Yeah. I also think there's a fine line, especially with the way that things have gone for this team. Like, Drew Eubanks can't play. Domantas Sabonis isn't playing right now. Even Zach LaVine is out right now. But you can make the shift to Neek playing 28 minutes. That doesn't mean Zach LaVine plays zero, mm-hmm. or DeMar DeRozan mm-hmm. plays zero. It's or whoever, like, what, name a player. It just means that your heavier minute load is going to a different group of individuals.
Yeah, and I think we've started to see that as well. Like, I mean, it's just kind of the nature of this year's team. I mean, they are so bad that most games now they're far enough behind where it's time to go young.
Sure.
Right? And so we're actually getting to see that. There has been games where DeMar DeRozan has played 17 or 18 minutes, where Zach LaVine's played very few minutes, where, you know, again, they didn't put Malik Monk in the game at all in the second half, or, you know, but what we can't see from here on out, for me, for my own personal, is like what we saw the other night, where I know Keon Ellis was banged up. He came into the day banged up, but where Keon Ellis does not play, that's like, what are you doing? Because he's a guy that needs to play. And the only reason why you might not do that is if you had a player that the team you were playing is interested in, and maybe they want to see a little bit of him. And that's always a possibility, but I still, you know, it's past time for guys like Keon to go out there and play a bunch.
Do you think that the majority of those guys in the locker room and on that team are still committed to trying to win games first and foremost? And that doesn't sorry to cut you off, but that doesn't mean they have to be like selfish or like, oh, I'm just out for me, so to speak. But Damien asked the perfect question the other day. How many times do you think they go into this game, or do they still go into the games thinking we can win? Mm-hmm. Like, is the mentality like, yeah, we can still win. Let's keep working. Are their minds somewhere else at this point?
No, I mean, I think every time you watch Russell Westbrook, there's no question that he's out there to try to win a game. Like, that's one blessing of having Russ is that, you know, he's going to try hard. Now, I'm not going to say that I think all of it is 100% just like, oh, he's trying so hard every single. A lot of it is, you know, yeah, he wants to get his shots, you know, and he wants to get his numbers. I get that. But at the same time, like, I do think that, you know, like, this team is just kind of broken where they are. And I think that they understand that, you know, winning, losing, like, it's out of their control for whatever reason. Like, they can't figure this out. They can't put their finger on what it is that's caused this to happen or how they could have this much talent and be this bad. But again, I mean, like, I can start naming off rosters that I've covered. Like, this team had a $58 million payroll the first year I covered it, and they traded, I think it was for Marquise Daniels just to get to the minimum, just to get to the salary floor, and Daniels had injured his neck and was never going to play again. And that team wasn't this bad at this point in the season. And we're talking rookie DeMarcus Cousins, we're talking Pooh Jeter and Luther Head and Darnell Jackson and Antoine Wright. And
like, three of those guys sound like NBA players. The rest of them sound like names that you made up or people you played football with in high school.
Yeah. How about Jermaine Taylor? You remember Jermaine Taylor?
Yeah. He sings a song. can't remember the name of it.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Going to Georgia.
It's a great record.
Yeah.
It's a great record.
Yeah. There you go.
Not to be confused with the Midnight Train to Georgia. It's an entirely different song. Oh, he was one of the Pips. That's what it was. Jermaine Taylor. He was one of the Pips. The frustrating thing about the when you talk about like the trade deadline, like the All-Star Game trade deadline, that's halfway through the season. That's not halfway through the season. That's like 50 games into the season.
Yeah.
And we're at game like 26. It's like after they lost, it was like, yo, there's 50-something more of these games. There's 56 more of these. And, God, what a dreadful, dreadful season. And it puts, Doug is in a tough spot. I'm genuinely curious what Scott Perry thinks. If it's like, yeah, I'm going to try to be aggressive and I'm going to try to make these trades and I'm going to try to improve this basketball team right now. But I know what I was dealt. So if I can't, well, I can't. It's kind of like it's the thing we keep saying over and over again. Just because you want to make a trade, whether it's you, the fan base, you, the general manager, doesn't mean you actually can make a trade. And I do wonder if there's a point where Scott just goes, hey, I'm trying. I'm working the phones.
Trying, Jennifer.
You guys know what these contracts are. Not people aren't really banging down our doors to get any of them.
I think that's
where
you
things
quietly,
really get unfortunate.
Yeah, I think that's what you're kind of starting to hear. Like, hey, this could be the roster for this season. Like, there might not be a trade. And the problem the Kings have is that they're in a position where not only do they not have Paul George to trade for 5 first-round picks and Shea, but any like a bunch of their players that are the high-end players, other teams want assets to go with them. And the Kings aren't a team that can give up assets at all. So, like, man, you're not giving up picks. You're just not. And, the Kings don't even have a bunch of second-round picks. I think they've got 3 in their way off in the distance. But for right now, it's like you're not giving up your first-round picks to move off of Zach LaVine. And, again, when they made the trade, like, it's tough. When they made the trade initially, I told you guys, there were rumors out there that the Bulls were offering 2 first round picks like the summer before for anyone to take Zach LaVine. Still right now, there's a good chance that you might have to give up a first round pick in order to move off of his $49 million for next season. And that means that you're not going to, because the best thing for you to do as a franchise is just to go ahead and pay the money next year and say it is what it is.
I have repeated this so many times. I believe Mark Stein was told that. I do not believe for a single solitary second that's true. Because what you would be telling me about those draft picks, especially right now, is the idea that the Sacramento effing Kings would offer a first-round draft pick and an opposing team wouldn't take it. They would take Zach LaVine for 2 years to get the Sacramento Kings first round draft pick.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm talking about the Bulls. Like, that's who was offering that, not the Kings.
Well, I don't think the Bulls were either. Yeah.
Bulls ain't been good either.
Yeah, I believe Mark Stein was told that. I don't believe that that's true at all. I don't think there's a team in the league that would turn down 2 first round picks from anybody.
Right
now, there are people clamoring to get San Antonio's first round picks and Oklahoma City's first round picks. Those teams are going to the finals. The Kings, you might wind up in a Clippers situation. Yeah. No one's not taking that. Absolutely
report,
no one.
That report was to me, it was always so dramatic. Like, just say there's nobody trying to trade for him. You don't have to. It's like the Diddy doc. Like, you don't have just to put
the story's bad enough.
That's it. It's bad enough. We don't have to be dramatic.
The salt and pepper seasoning was fine. Stop turning the hot sauce over on it. It's fine.
Just say he doesn't have a trademark. But it's okay.
Here's my point. You still can't move him. It would probably take a first round pick to move him right now. And I don't even know if you can move him.
Well, the good news is maybe
you can move him with a Kings first round pick.
I believe you can. You can move him with a desperate basketball team, and that might be what the Milwaukee Bucks are. A senseless desperate basketball team.
Yeah, and did you read that report? That report was tough because it put Zach LaVine in a weird bucket of players. It was like Andrew Wiggins and Jeremy Grant, and there was one other guy, and it's like, oh my goodness, he is in that realm of player that, like, they can still play. They can still put up numbers. They're still quality NBA players.
Jeremy Grant scored like 35 the other night.
Yeah, but their contracts are so bad that nobody wants to touch them. And so they're in this lot of players for teams that have no assets. That's what the Bucks are. They're a team with no assets at all. So they've gone around and tried to get better players, and they're like, okay, we can't do any of these deals because everyone wants a first-round pick, or they want a bunch of seconds, or whatever it might be, right? And aren't they the team that gave up 5 second-round picks for Jay Crowder like 2 years ago, 3 years ago? They are. So you're sitting there like looking around like, what do we do now? We got to make Giannis happy. Okay, wait. There's this other realm of player that is can still play, but we don't have to pay any assets to get it. We just have to match salaries to get it, and maybe that will work. It's a very, very rough place to be because we all know what the outcome is. It's not going to work, and they're going to be hurt by the fact that they have to make that deal just to make Giannis happy. It's not going to make Giannis happy. He's going to leave anyway, so you probably should just bite the bullet and trade him now.
To our credit, we first guessed that Jeremy Grant contract. I remember being on the air like, what? Why? No, you don't understand. Like, it's the cap's going up and, you know, it's a movable contract. No, what? Why would you give him that much money? That many years? I didn't understand.
I don't think
so much money.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same people running the team now.
It's not.
Yeah. No.
Too late. Didn't understand it.
That's Scott Perry. I didn't do it. It wasn't my contract. I'm just here. Damn. I'm just here. It's a shame we're not actually talking about basketball.
I know, man. Still 2025.
I mean, at least not Kings basketball. Like, it was fun talking about the Knicks and the way that they moved the ball and Jalen and San Antonio and all that. And then when it comes to Sacramento, it's like, well, like, even if the Sacramento Kings play well tomorrow, it's like,
all right.
I don't know what to come in on Friday and say.
We'll play the starter, light the beam, and that'll be it.
Kings get a win.
Hey.
And the only reason it played that long is because that's how long it actually takes to turn off. I can't turn it off any quicker than that. So
just have Kenny sing the first bar.
No, they get no words. They get. It's just
they barely get acknowledgement that the song plays. And then just silence afterwards. Just make it sound like a mistake. Just silence.
You know what I thought about the other day? The answer is no, but I'll just do it in the last 2 minutes of this show. If the Kings won the lottery, would the beam be lit that night?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
They would light if they won the lottery, they're the number one
pick? Yeah,
they
got the number one pick. Would they light the beam?
Yeah, they would probably have it, and then they'd probably have like a special like effect where it had the faces of like the three players that everyone consensus would draft
into the sky,
and then maybe a fourth player that they are going to draft instead of those three players. And yeah,
might be the first time that beam is lit in 2026.
Oof.
Oh man, yeah, not I thought fun. About that. I don't think they would, but I thought about
the Kings should just save their money and just put a, you know, down for repair sign on it.
They should put the, they should do the, remember in Arco, the little flare of the crown?
Oh, yeah.
Just do that. top of the building.
Hey, beam's gone, guys. But here's that stupid six statue back. You guys can have that. We'll put it outside. Go take your picture with the stupid six.
I don't even know where that's at now. Is this still in the entryway?
I don't know where
it's at the arena,
I
right?
I thought it was supposed to be, but I can't remember the last time I saw it.
I'm hoping it's a new one, because wasn't the old one, wasn't there things like growing inside the old one? It was disgusting.
Yeah, they had to clean it. Although last time I saw it did not look like they really cleaned it. It was like they dusted it off, maybe. It was like, ooh, do not let your kids go run over and touch that. They might get the tetanus.
They should change it. You know, they light the beam and it just be red. Just like shoot a red beam, this guy, like emergency.
It's like everyone's got red hands, so you start to clap. It's like, why are your hands all red? I touched the six man statue.
Yeah.
I'm covered in rust.
Man, we're going home. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on the beginning with the insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, the beam.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.